If you've ever had your hearing assessed, you may be unaware that your hearing is reported as a number. That number should be more widely used, says Frank Lynn, a hearing expert at Johns Hopkins, in a position paper advocating its use. And knowing your number is about to become much more helpful.
I think there are a few things converging here that make this really appealing for the public too. One is obviously this growing awareness that hearing is important. Everyone sort of knows it, and everyone knows their grandparents have it, their parents have it. The second big thing that's converging too, though, is that one of our big wins a few years ago as a center was getting the over-the-counter hearing aid passed in Congress. That was set to be enacted. It should have been a few months ago, but it got delayed because FDA is swamped with COVID right now. But it should be essentially next year then, which means then beginning next year, end of next year, there'll be over-the-counter hearing aids from Samsung, Apple, Bose, companies like that.
Lynn says these devices, known now as PADs for personal amplification devices, will then be allowed to be marketed to help with hearing loss. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.